Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I'm sorry I was a little late starting. Something was wrong with Blog Talk. It wouldn't even let me get into my clips. I don't know what the hell is going on, but anyway, we're here and we're in effect. Thank you. In the studio with your girl Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. At phone number is area code 646-727-2914. All right, as always, you know, we talk about entertainment news, news of the weird, and sports. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about horse entertainment news, some horoscopes, and if I could get my music right, I'd be okay here. But anyway, later for that, it'll somehow work itself out. I hope. I hope everybody's been having a good week. I know I have enjoyed. Okay, well, let's go to entertainment news. So, first up on entertainment news, congratulations to Tyler Perry. Don't be shy. Let's make a baby. The filmmaking phenomenal and mogul announced the big news at his private 45th birthday party. The mother is model Gilia Bekele, The 28-year-old is reported to be 7 months along. The people at Perry's birthday party had no idea the announcement was coming. The sources say he is very excited about fatherhood. Meanwhile, on the big screen front, Perry teams up with Ben Affleck for the new movie, Gone Girl. Now, that begins Friday, y'all. In the movie, Affleck's character is accused of murdering his missing wife, and Perry plays his lawyer. Gone Girl opens in theaters, as I said, Friday, October 3rd. And more Tyler news, he has a new stage production coming to Philadelphia. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Okay, y'all, he'll be there September 30th to October 5th, and I understand tickets are still on sale. Well, Kevin Hart is coming to Dancing with the Stars. He's going to be a guest judge as a regular Lynn Goodman takes a night off. Tavis Smiley was booted off last week. Ha ha. He is currently on tour promoting his new book about the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Smiley has often referred to King as the greatest American. Death of a King is a story of a civil rights leader's final years of life. Well, singer Chrisette Michele has changed her mind. It's her prerogative, and she's using it to return to R&B divas. She will begin with the reunion show, which is currently airing on TV1. Is Fantasia married, y'all? The former American Idol champ has been all over social media showing off her new man, Kendall Taylor, has known Fantasia for 2 weeks. Now Mr. Taylor not only has the looks, but is the COO of a courier service that he's been a partner in for years. However, Taylor also has a record that includes guns, beating women, child support, and drugs. Could Fantasia be moving too fast again? Remember Antoine Cook, y'all? Well, this might trump that affair because the two have been reportedly married. As of press time, we're still waiting to see a ring and hear from Fantasia herself. Well, I hope you don't pop up with another baby. Sorry, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but I hope you don't. Okay, comedian Cheryl Underwood from CBS The Talk and Steve Harvey's Morning Show says she was stabbed in the back by the queens of comedy, Miss Laura Hayes, Samore, and Adele Givens. Underwood took to her national show, The Talk, to confess she heard the queens trash her, and during a conference call, they thought she wasn't on. Underwood said the other comedians were trying to exclude her from a proposed comedy tour by trashing her act, her looks, and just her in general. Underwood brought this to light as part of the Secrets Reveal segment on The Talk and claimed she kept the whole matter to herself all this time, not even telling the ladies. Samore has yet to respond to the charges. Miss Laura took to social media with a picture of a snatched-off wig on the floor. Her only statement was now she has to come off her hustle to respond to this bullshit. Adele Givens totally denies Cheryl Underwood's side of the story and says they didn't trash her. Givens also couldn't understand why this has never come up before or why it had to be aired on The Talk, which really isn't aimed at the African-American audience the comedian aims to. Well, being Mary Jane and Power star Omari Hardwick is catching flack for his interracial marriage. It became all the buzz on social media now that the actor's star is on the rise, and the postings were quite raw. Hardwick had to clap back, as the young people say. He called out his family's critics on his Twitter and pointed out the ugliness of hate that they possess. Yes, his wife is white. The Queen of Soul is returning with a new album, y'all, Tuesday, September 30th. Okay, and in more Dancing with the Star news, there's backlash for the clear frontrunner, former Silver Spoons and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air star, Alfonso Ribeiro. Ribeiro has taken the competition by storm, but some are calling foul because of his past. Before his sitcom stardom, Ribeiro was already a professional actor and dancer. He was on Broadway as a tap dance kid, and 30 years ago, he danced with Michael Jackson in a big-budget Pepsi commercial. Is this giving Carlton an unfair advantage, or are the haters just hating? Child, they're just hating, okay? That's all it is. They're just hating. So what's going on with Nicki Minaj's butt? Is it real or is it plastic surgery? Minaj has been on a roll with her latest project, The Pink Print, featuring Anaconda. Hold on. Okay, yeah, I'm back. Nicki Minaj is on the road with her latest project, Pink Print, featuring Anaconda. And she's been appearing on a variety of concerts and TV shows. Unfortunately, as she performs, so does her butt. It just moves around weird. What is going on? The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air original Aunt Viv, actress Janet Hubert, wants to do a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion in memory of the late actor James Avery, who played Uncle Phil. You know, Avery died last year. Don't hold your breath, though, y'all, for this reunion. Since Hubert was booted from the show and replaced with Daphne Maxwell Reed, she has been on a very public campaign bashing the show's star, Will Smith. Smith has moved on from the TV feud, but Hubert continues with her public bashing. The only way a reunion could happen is if Smith would star and give his blessing. No, you're desperate, girlfriend, okay? You're looking for anything to get your ass back out there in the mix. The new season of The View is great for the ratings, but rough for its stars. Despite a strong rating kickoff, Rosie O'Donnell believes the ABC daytime talker is not the show she signed up for. O'Donnell is still upset that Whoopi Goldberg remains moderator and retains the big chair. O'Donnell was hoping Goldberg would leave on her own, but that isn't happening anytime soon. So there, Rosie. Also, O'Donnell isn't feeling new co-host actress Rosie Perez and former George W. Bush communication director and political commentator Nicole Wallace. A conservative O'Donnell wanted some say in the new co-host. Are we flashing back to O'Donnell's first short-lived run on The View? You know what, Rosie? You're trying to get back out there and get your name done. I think if I were you, I'd keep my mouth shut and let the program go on and do your part and give it at least 6 months down the line and then see how you feel. Okay, everything is not about you, Rosie. Hello. And Whoopi is a senior member and the last remaining original, so why wouldn't she be the moderator? Why wouldn't she be in the big chair? Come on, Rosie. Suck it up and do better than that. Has actress Paula Patton found new love since leaving hubby singer Robin Thicke? Patton has been spotted with a young musician named Zach Waters. Why does he look like Robin Thicke, y'all? Well, Gabriel Union, the new Mrs. Dwayne Wade, has contacted the FBI to see who is responsible for leaking nude photos of her. Union says the leak was not a violation of her privacy, but a digital hate crime. Union joins a growing list of celebrities who take nude pictures of themselves, then grow outraged when the pictures go public. I say don't take the new pictures. Then you won't have to worry about leaking photos, okay? Thank you very much. The Aaliyah movie, Aaliyah, Princess of R&B, will air on Lifetime Saturday, November 15th. Mark your calendars. Nickelodeon star Alexandria Shipp plays the late singer, and Wendy Williams is the executive producer of the project. Well, say that in, Wendy. Okay, the best-selling erotic novel, Addicted by Zane. Y'all, I read that book. It's being made into a big-screen movie starring Sharon Leo and Boris Cujo. And speaking of Boris, he's also on the cover of Upscale magazine. Meanwhile, Addicted opens October the 10th. So, y'all, if you haven't read the book, I would tell you to read the book. It'll have you hot and heavy and vapors and looking for a fan. You hear me? I'm telling you. Well, is he leaving or staying? Kenan Thompson of Kenan and Kel fame and Saturday Night Live created quite an uproar when it was announced, I think prematurely, that he was leaving Saturday Night Live. Thompson has been the longest-running African-American on the show with 13 years under his belt. Sources from the show said he is not leaving, but don't be surprised if he bolts after this season to start a career in Los Angeles with his family. Meanwhile, SNL is getting its first African-American Weekend Update anchor by the way of the Daily Show contributor and stand-up comedian Michael Che. Huh. So how did On the Run do for HBO with Jay-Z and Beyonce? I watched a little bit of it last night. Of course, it was a repeat of it, and I wasn't impressed for a little bit that I did see. Maybe you have to watch the whole show. The ratings were less than spectacular for the concert special, pulling in 888,000 viewers for the night. Could it be so many went to the show in person, or could it be Jay-Z and Beyonce fatigue? I hear the fabulous couple are working on a new album together. I love the special, and okay, people like the special, and it showed these two really loving each other. Well, singer Gladys Knight is returning to TV. Knight has joined the cast of Fox drama Empire. Woo, I can't wait for that to start. The Lee Daniels hip-hop music drama debuts in January on Fox Network and stars Terrence Howard, Taraj P. Henson, and Gabri Sidibe. So look forward to that. Okay. Now, I'll tell you what, we're just going to take a quick little short break, and I'll be right back. All day long. Now how will that was Let's Straighten It Out. All right, let's do sports. Time is marching on. So let me give you the what's going on right now is the wild card. So we've got San Francisco. It's the top of the fifth. San Francisco 4 and Pitt 0. Final on the wild card, Oakland A's 8. Kansas City beat them 9. 9 for Kansas City, Oakland 8. So they just won. Now, in the NFL, I don't know really too much about what's going on. I'll have to check, and I usually get some scores, but I'm not getting anything because there's so many games. Well, Thursday night, I will tell you this, is Minnesota and Green Bay. Now, I'm taking Green Bay over Minnesota because I think that they can do it, that they'll win it. So we'll just see. Right wing Smith, he ripped Panthers GM and said it was personal. Palmer seeks another opinion on his shoulder. Brady, offenses can't perform at high level. Panthers Alexander has been suspended for 10 games. Jets Ryan, lineup decision. Manning, grateful to be on the verge of 500 TDs. Suspended Jaguars W.R. Blackman is in treatment. Okay, just to let you know. We'll be talking more about that on Saturday on the NFL tailgating and shout-out party on Spreaker.com. So be sure and listen in on that. Perceptions and running out of chances. Okay. Well, it looks like we're going to have a lot to talk about this Saturday morning. I can see that right now. So anyway, that was that. Oh, wow. Best games. Okay. They got for the best games, and I guess he's a quarterback. Number one is Peyton Manning with Denver. Number two is Phillip Rivers with San Diego. Number three, these are the leaders now in quarterbacks, is Aaron Rodgers for Green Bay. I'm not prejudiced because he's a quarterback. I just said I feel like they'll beat them. Tony Romo's number four with Dallas. Andrew Luck is number five with Indiana. Eli Manning, Peyton Manning's brother, New York Giants, is in the sixth place. Seventh is Matt Ryan for ATL. Eight is Matthew Stafford with Detroit. Joe Flacco with Baltimore is number nine. And Drew Brees with New Orleans came in at the number 10 position. All right. Okay. Well, let's go to now. I'm going to do the horoscopes for this month, bring y'all up to date and some more news stuff, too. Okay, well, the horoscopes for October. First, let me give you the moon phases.
Hey, guys, welcome to my page.
And
this is Ginger Lee, and this is Matt Lloyd, who's sitting beside me.
This is the advertising that jumped up on my page. I don't appreciate that. I don't know from where. Okay, moon phases for October 2014. The full moon will be October 8th. And your new moon will be October 23rd. Be sure and mark your calendars. That's full moon on the 8th and the new moon the 23rd. Okay, and here's your horoscopes for October 2014. Don't do Aries. Don't do it. You know better. This is not the time to fly off the handle, so to speak. Keep yourself in check, Aries. Better times are ahead. Taurus, don't even think about it. Everybody is not your friend. Quit lending money that you know you will never see again. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Think about it, dear one. Gemini, enjoy the holidays. You deserve some fun after the year you just went through. Thank God you are strong and have courage and strength to overcome. Life does get easier before Christmas, Gemini. Cancer, no time like today, huh? Because you are just that good. Glory, glory, hallelujah. It's about time. And you deserve all the kudos you are receiving right now. You put in the work, so now rejoice, Cancer. Leo, it's best you keep your job right now. Even though you are fed up and want to leave, your finances are not that cool just yet. By the beginning of the year, you will get a break, a promotion, or a lateral move within your company. Virgo, check your stress and analytical nature at the door. Right now, nobody wants to hear that shit. Do your job the best you can and leave it there. Your energy is becoming cloudy. Try doing an energy cleanse like vinegar in your bath. You will feel refreshed. Libra, now is the time to make things permanent. You've accomplished a lot this year, so pop your collar, Libra. You should be proud of yourself. Scorpio, live and learn, I say. Some folks just are not going to bend, so why bother? Set your sights on higher ground. You have a huge support network, so use your credentials and go for it. Sagittarius, it's now or never, Sag. Stop wavering in your thoughts. You know what time it is, so do it and stop playing with your emotions and being. Sometimes some things just are not going to add up. Being angry about it is not going to change it. Capricorn, are you trying to build a fort around yourself? Don't want to let anybody in? Won't work, Cappy. Suck it up and do what is needed to give yourself a peace of mind. Aquarius, well, aren't you the lucky one this month? Party, party, party. Go ahead and enjoy yourself. This is your time, your moment to shine. Just try not to be too gullible in nature. Pisces, strong, strength, courage, psychic. Your buzzwords this month because you will need them. At times you will feel like throwing up your hands and say, well, fuck it all. But you're a much better person than that. Just your emotions coming to the mountaintop, looking over it. It is my turn now. Yes, it is. And those are your horoscopes for the month of October. Now let's talk about the paradox of our age. We have bigger houses, but smaller families. More conveniences, but less time. We have more degrees, but less sense. More knowledge, but less judgment. More experts, but more problems. More medicines, but less healthiness. We've been all the way to the moon and back, but have trouble crossing the street to meet the new neighbor. We build more computers to hold more information, to produce more copies than ever, but have less communication. We have become long on quantity, but short on quality. There are times of fast food, but slow digestion. Tall man, but short character. Steep profits, but shallow relationships. It is a time when there is much in the window, but nothing in the room. Thank you, Dalai Lama. Now, I want to talk about this, and we'll take another quick break. A Louisiana restaurant is giving 10% discount to gun carriers. Yes, you heard me. A Louisiana restaurant is giving 10% discount when you order your food if you are carrying a gun. The sign in the restaurant reads, thank you for carrying your gun today. 10% discount at Bergeron's restaurant. Excuse me. Excuse me. A Louisiana Cajun restauranter thinks your smoked ribs and fried catfish would go better with a side of firearms. Bergeron's restaurant in Port Allen, Louisiana, is giving gun toting customers a 10% discount on their meal after a series of national chains have banned guns in recent months. There are people here with guns. This is not a gun-free zone. Kelvin Cox, the owner of Bergeon, told the Huffington Post in a phone call. So if you want to cause trouble, you can think about who you're sitting next to. Cox told Huffington Post that the deal was originally designed to encourage law enforcement officers to visit the Cajun restaurant, but was then broadened to welcome all gun carriers. It makes us all feel better when State Patrol, police, and sheriff's departments come in and have lunch here because, you know, when they're here, we're safe, Cox said. And I realize that we have a lot of good people that carry firearms in Louisiana, my cousins and relatives included. And I'm equally as safe when they're here, and I need to encourage that. Advocates for open carrying gun policies have recently forced some chain restaurants and retailers to clarify their policies on guns. Chipotle and Target adopted no gun policies after gun rights activists flaunted their weapons in the store. Cox said the recent gun bans inspired this unique discount and that firearm bans actually invite crime. So now you have a choice. You're going to go to Bergeron's and cause trouble, or you're going to go to Chipotle's and cause trouble. Cox said, I don't think they're going to come here if they're going to find good people. I don't think they're going to come here if they're going to find good people carrying their guns. It is legal to openly carry firearms in Louisiana without a permit, as long as you're over 18 years old and not prohibited from having a firearm under the federal or state law. Let me say this again. It is legal to openly carry firearms in Louisiana without a permit, as long as you're over 18 years of age and not prohibited from having a firearm under the federal or state law. Okay. Cox told NBC that he's been giving out 15 or 20 of the discounts each day. So that lets you know most of his customers come in, say about 50%, are carrying their weapons. He said business is taking off since the deal was introduced and reported by media outlets, and customers are driving from all over the region to show their support for the restaurant. The gun discount may or may not leave a bad taste in your mouth, but at least the Bergeron's barbecue is consistently tasty. Oh, my God. Okay. Take another quick little break here. Let's see. Boy, I tell you, my stuff just don't want. I don't know what's wrong. What's wrong? Okay, I can't go any further. So, hey, let's do this real quick.
Moving on.
Thank you, Zane. I appreciate that. And I have one more thing that I want to talk about before we go off the air, and that's the next time someone says women are victims of harassment, we're going to go through a few of these items, and I'll probably continue this next week because I won't be able to do them all. But anyway, I had a good friend ask me the other week, I'm not doubting that everyday sexual harassment of women happens. I promise, I know it happens. I know it's a problem. And the other guy says, well, I just never really see it. Why is that, and where is it happening? That's a great question. One of the challenging things about talking to men about violence, harassment, and sexism against women and feminine-type folks is that it is so often seems invisible. Well, he says, I certainly never see it. Are you sure you're not just being sensitive? It's important to remember that, like rape, harassment is not a product of sexual desire, but a product of power and control. There's lots of examples of how our bodies are considered public property from the legislation. So now the ladies are talking, and so she says, we can absolutely perform your abortion. It is common, low-risk, simple process, but you are required to wait 24 hours from this point before we can proceed. And the lady goes, well, it's my body. Can I control when and how I get medical treatment? Not till tomorrow, the nurse says. You can't. Too slut-shaming. Again, the man says, look, all I'm saying is that you can't dress provocatively and then get all offended when guys treat you in a certain way. I mean, at a certain point, aren't you kind of asking for it? To groping and more? Hey, street harassment is part of a larger system in which men feel entitled to comment upon women's bodies based on their appearance and mannerisms. Yeah, stuff like, hey, what's your number? You look like a slut. What are you doing out so late, baby? Yeah, I like the way you walk. This kind of harassment is based on the problematic idea that public spaces are actually men's spaces and that women passing through them are subject to the desires, needs, and opinions of the surrounding men. We see this manifest in other ways. There are two people on the train, and the man says, smile, sweetheart. And he says, the two women are like, that's not very ladylike, you know. I don't like it when women use language like that. I don't fucking care if you like it. That's not very ladylike. You know I don't like it when women use language like that. The man is telling the woman that. Sexual harassment is not about desirability. These men also feel compelled to point out how women in their place spaces are not sexy to them or choose to insult challenging or uncooperative women by dismissing their attractiveness. You hear things like, cover the fuck up, fatty. Are you a dyke? You look like one. You know what? Keep walking. I wouldn't fuck you anyway. So why does this matter? Remembering that the basis for harassment of women in public spaces is around the ownership of space by men and consequently control of the woman. In those spaces, if you're a guy and you're with a woman as a partner, lover, friend, coworker, or acquaintance, you are likely to witness casual harassment towards that woman. To the person who feels like he needs to control women by harassing him, that woman with you is already controlled. She is yours. They generally wouldn't challenge you as a man by harassing her. So as I said, they generally wouldn't challenge you as a man by harassing her. So now the guy says, well, an unaccompanied woman, unaccompanied woman is an uncontrolled woman and is such a target. How can we tell that this is true? There are some symptoms you can sometimes see. Have you ever noticed that some men will mock other men for seeming to be controlled by women instead of being the controllers? Do you see the way she treats him? He is so whipped. This is two guys talking. Or had a guy apologize to you for hitting on a woman you were with, even after she was previously trying to shut him down? Why was he apologizing to her? Hey, sorry I'm late. Whoa, sorry, dude, I didn't realize she was with you. Similarly, haven't you heard a friend or acquaintance stab off an insistent man by saying, "I have a boyfriend," even when that was a lie? Sometimes that's the only thing that will make them go away, is thinking that I'm already taken. Even then, some of them seem to consider that as some kind of challenge. Have you ever heard someone speak about a woman as though she's an object? And a man says, "Man, I wouldn't mind borrowing that for an evening." These are people whose operating model of women are as things that are controlled or that need to be controlled by men. And one thing we know is that men who abuse, assault, or harass women think that all men have the same ideas around ownership and treatment of women that they do. They'll flaunt themselves. If it wasn't in a position to do it, someone else would. You know what I'm talking about. But the reality of the situation is that women have to be careful, because guys are one way when they're hanging out and another way when they're horny, or worse, drunk and horny. So what do you do? Here's a few suggestions. Believe us. Don't deny or minimize our experiences. You know, he was just trying to compliment you. That sounds really creepy. Are you okay? Respect our agency around how we want to deal with harassment. If inappropriate, consider asking the people around you how they'd like you to respond if there's harassment or trouble when you get together. Do they want you to speak up? Do they want to let them handle it? Do they just want to ignore it? But most importantly, recognize what harassment looks like and speak up when this happens. Whenever it's safe for you, be the guy who shuts the assholes down. Turn not all men into a force for good. Let harassers know that not all men share their toxic views, that most men aren't like that. This is just as important when the people they harass aren't around. We know that bystander intervention works. So two guys, they go like, "Well, she's a cold bitch. I wouldn't fuck her." And the other guy goes, "Seriously, no one asked if you wanted to fuck her, man." Then this guy tells this woman, looking good, sexy, come on, man, don't be that guy. You know what I mean. No, I don't. What could you possibly mean? Admit it, you would have done the same. No, I wouldn't have. Most men wouldn't have. It's not cool. Will it change anyone's mind? Hey, fuck you, man. Mind your own business, all right? Probably not. But if there's a visible and pervasive culture of harassment and disrespect towards women and feminine folk, they can create your own visible and pervasive culture of respect. I think that would be pretty awesome. Men are our greatest allies in ending casual sexism and harassment. We believe in you. Okay, now we're coming to the close of the show. So we're going to take it on out. Thank you for enjoying the show today. Sorry for the little technical difficulties, but hey, I feel it. I'm here. So thank you. And now, come to the end of my slide. Listen to my Friday Traffic Jam show with music. I don't know what I'm doing, but it'll be good. So Friday Traffic Jam, and that's at 5 o'clock Friday. And Saturday, tune back in at 9 p.m. for Maxwell's show. Proud to be different. All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a good one. And we're out.